So I put together about four or five topics I think will interest you. I've got some video clips. I want to get your opinions. We'll talk about them. And also with me is Paul Gold, who is going to speak later today on taking the corporate rep deposition. His resume is incredible. He's got a law firm out of Houston. He used to practice in Dallas. But here's just a few of the accolades he has. He's a member of the Multi-Million Dollar Advocates Forum and a platinum member of Elite Attorneys of America, having obtained recoveries of $2 million or more in over 20 cases. So recoveries of $2 million or more in over 20 cases. So he's consistently gotten very large verdicts. He's been recognized throughout his career by the top organizations as being either a super lawyer or the best lawyer in his field. He's the past president of the Dallas Trial Lawyers Association. And in 2007, he was the recipient of the State Bar of Texas Gene Cavan Award for Outstanding Contributions to Continuing Legal Education. So I asked Paul to come help me on this panel, and he warned me. He said, well, I do some things unconventionally, which is perfect. So we all can't be Paul Gold, Rob Crane, Shane Reed, or Linda Turley. You got to find out what works best for you. But I think by having this conversation, we'll really learn what is the best approach for us. So let's talk about the idea of the order of witnesses. So I don't want to be the one talking. We're going to get your opinions, then mine, and then Paul. So let's start with this. Let's assume you have a medical malpractice case. You're the plaintiff's attorney, and you have the decision whether to take the nurse's deposition first, who's this little guppy small fish,